Yes, indeed. Into West Tyrone today, into Ahayarn, Finn Valley hosting the Donegal Masters and Underage Cross Country, the first serious championship under the county board rules today. And a big crowd, a good day, and a good course. So what more could you ask for? Good excitement and some really good racing. And obviously, the big contention was always going to be on the Masters men and women. And let's talk about them first. The Masters women were first off a really good competitive Masters battle there, won by Claire McGuigan from Lifford's Strabane Club. She got away a mend up from Natasha Adams, who led for a period of time from Letterkenny, and Helen McCready from the Rosses, who led the Rosses team to team victory. That was Helen McCready herself, Fionnuala Diver, Emer McGee and Sarah Mulholland. So congratulations to the Rosses winning the Donegal Masters team title. The team result was the Rosses, Finn Valley and Lifford's Strabane. And the over 50s section, Tyrconnell got in there ahead of Oma. So big day for the Rosses indeed there, and for Claire McGuigan winning the individual. The Masters men, yes, another big crowd again. Really, really positive return in terms of entries. And all down the field, great battles. Won by Carol Dugan, was never in doubt. He took it really aggressively and got stuck in. And you know, one of those old type cross country courses with hills and drops and down, and you know, obviously cattle had been in the field, so it was cross country like we used to have. And Carol Dugan had no problem getting over the terrain at all. Stephen Casty from Enniskillen came through. Obviously, these championships are open indeed. And Stephen Casty from Enniskillen came through for second. And Dermot Michael Carr, he came through for third. And when he was always third, really. But Dermot led his Finn Valley team to a team victory. A very, 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 very tight, exciting team battle over Letterkenny. 26 points to Finn Valley, 27 to Letterkenny. And he's shown in third. So, I mean, Dermot Michael Carr had John McInhull, he had Shane McNulty, and he had Barry Gallagher on board on his team story there. So that was that. Then we moved very quickly to the underage stuff. Well, the other 10 girls was a victory for Castle Finn, for Niamh McGlinchey, and another wee Castle Finn girl, Katie McGlinchey there. They Finn Valley contributing to a Finn Valley team that beat the Rosses there. Then we had the 10 boys. Jack McElroy from the Rosses was the winner there. Finn Valley had a very good team there, winning from Letterkenny. On the 12 girls, it was a team victory for Letterkenny, with Finn Valley second and Olympian third. And Harry Shields was a runaway winner of the under 12 boys, with Finn Valley again in the team gold, with Letterkenny second. Then moving on to the under 12, under 14, I suppose. Let me just look under 12, boy, under 14. Lifford's Strabane continuing to run well. She started off the season very strongly at the schools at Finn Valley. Cranford won the team. Finn Valley were second, and Skillen were third. And that's Elsa got ahead of Mia Fletcher there from Cranford, and Zara Alexander from Finn Valley was third. Under 14 boys, one for Patrick Williams and Enniskillen. Keenan McFadden from Creasy and Cranford, of course, was second, and Mark Galvin of Letterkenny took the third position, leading Letterkenny to a team gold position. Then we went to the 16 girls. Well, it was Amy Green of the Rosses, very, very impressive, really free-flowing young athlete from the Rosses. She's been running international recently, hill running, and not a 101 darn bit of harm at all. And she looks a really impressive young athlete, Amy Green from the Rosses. Nuala Bossy from Olympian was second there. And then we moved to the under 16 boys. Cathal O'Donnell from Tyrconnell was the winner there, from Oisin Fogarty of Inishowen. Tyrconnell took the team. And then we had a couple of girls from Oma, and first and second, we had Sarsha Mullen. This is the 18 girls I'm on about. Sarsha Mullen from Oma winning it, from Ella Quinn of Oma. So that was a 1-2 there, Oma winning the team. And in the final event of the day, a really classy 5 or 6 boys battling it out early on. Not so much battling it out, but in a group together, until Sean McGinley decided he was going to have a go for a victory, and that's exactly what he did. He took it for Olympian. Oisin Toy had a very improved run in second place for Finn Valley. And Dermot Keogh from Ballyliffin, from the Inishowen Club, he was an impressive third there. And that's that in essence was it, a successful day, those team victories for the Rosses and Finn Valley, and individual victories in the Masters. We're talking Masters now, that individual victory for Claire McGuigan and Cara Dugan. So that's the story there. We're back in terms of Donegal Cross Country Championships. We're in Mullaghduff next Sunday. It's 11 a.m. start down at the GAA grounds there, and looking forward to that. Another result that has just come in, that Patrick Brennan won his dad's Memorial Race 10k in Grange today. He runs for Finn Valley, of course. He ran in around 33 minutes, so Patrick Brennan won in the Paddy Brennan Memorial 10k there. And of course, you're going to ask me obviously about Kira McGean, and we should talk about her for a second or two.
Yeah, what a race by her last night, finishing 10th in the world. And well, she was a Twitter star, social media star, with her real honest interview afterwards, Patsy. Suppose Team Ireland, after the news of Brendan Boyce last week and now Kieran McGeehan this weekend, it's been fairly a good championship from their point of view.
Well, a good championship for those individual athletes, certainly. And certainly, as you say, Kieran McGeehan, Brendan, of course, a massive performance, not to ever be undervalued, a really brilliant performance from Brendan Boyce. And Kieran McGeehan, of course, making the final was a big deal for her. First Irish athlete over 1,500 metres for many, many years since Sonia, all those years ago, was making finals and winning races some time ago. So Kieran, you know, this was the most unbelievable 1,500 metres in history. Won by Hassan. You know, Hassan, the Netherlands girl, had won the 10,000 metres, and then on an unheard of situation, she was in the 1,500 metres. It was an easy one, a 51 or 351. I mean, that's just stratosphere stuff. I just don't know what to make of that, to be honest. But you know, great run from Laura Muir in there, fifth or sixth, and the American girl. But the great run from our girl in terms of Kieran McGeehan. You know, the fact that, you know, that she was taken back at the end, and the fact that she was never going to be in the hunt for anything, but that she hung on, that she didn't give up, you know, that she battled right through. That difficult thing to do. That's a serious, mentally difficult thing to do. And the fact that she came back with a PB at 4.00, 0.15, you know, that's just getting very close to 4 minutes. Sonia's Irish record is 3.58 odd. So, I mean, she's getting very close to that quality, and it's a big, big boost for her. And as I said about Boyce last week, it's 9 months, 10 months to the Olympic Games. It couldn't come at a better time. Going into the winter, preparing now for the Olympic Games, and those two athletes particularly, we'll have to keep an eye on them, and how they're going, this Boyce and indeed Kieran McGeehan and indeed Thomas Barr, because really outside of that, Ireland doesn't have any impact athletes. So those three athletes going in athletic terms into Tokyo are the three to keep an eye on. You know, yes, of course, she's popular on Twitter. She loves running for Ireland. She's a very honest girl. And, you know, she talks that way. She's actually from Portaferry in County Down. She began in sport as a camogie player at her school, and then moved from camogie into athletics. And athletics was the winner big time there, obviously. But obviously her dad had played for Hurling for Ulster, out of the Irish Peninsula. So it's a nice story. A great athlete, lovely girl, lovely to see, and good for Irish athletics at the end of the championships.